Peppers now. Keep your calls coming, but we're going to take a break for a little bit of light refreshment. And one of my favourite subjects, it was cheese yesterday, beer today. Burton is, of course, incredibly famous, world famous for making beer. One man, Ian Webster, who's from round these parts, decided to dig a little bit deeper into Burton's brewing history and write two books all about it. They've been incredibly successful. In fact, I think they've sold out a number of times now, haven't they, Ian?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Did the first book 3 years ago, and that sold about 750 copies, which apparently for a book about that subject is really good. And then my second book came out a few months ago, and I think it sold around about 450 so far, but they keep reprinting it and it'll, you know, keep selling out.
Now, brewing is something that is in my family. My dad ran a brewery, you might not be surprised to hear. Explains a lot, doesn't it? But what about you? What sparked the initial interest?
I used to work at Incoop years ago.
Ah, okay, right.
So that's where it first started. But the inspiration to write the book came from when Bass bought out Incoop in 1997. Mm. My dad worked on security at Incoop.
Okay.
And Bass went in, they sent workmen in to get rid of basically everything they could find about Incoop. And my dad managed to save quite a lot of it. His boss said to him, it's either going in the skip or you can take it home. So he saved quite a lot of magazines and things.
There was a real purge of those small breweries, wasn't there, in the 1980s and 90s? You know, yeah. Big firms swallowing up fantastic local breweries and ruining whole communities, it has to be said. I'm afraid that's the fact of the matter. And there used to be that beautiful smell in Burton, didn't there? When you got off the train in Burton, you get that wonderful beer smell. I don't know whether you still do. Do you still get that?
It depends where you go. I mean, if you go down Shobnal Road, you can smell Marsden's. You know, people from Burton say it's a stink. Oh, sorry, well, people from outside of Burton rather say it's a stink. I think it's probably one of the finest smells in the world.
I think it's one of the best smells in the world. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Now, true to form, true to your promise, you bought us some beers. And then this is not any ordinary stuff, is it? Just explain. You've told me to be very careful with this one in the glass bottle. Just
if we do that one last, because that's the strongest one.
Okay. I've been told Claire is looking. She's regretting this. She's really regretting this. She's told me that I can't get tanked up and start a fight. I mean, as if I'd do that. All right, let's start with the one in the can then. This is called Endpoints.
Yeah. So this one has been brewed by Marsden's. They've got not a microbrewery, but a nanobrewery.
Yeah.
And this is one of the beers that they've... I'll have some of that. Yeah, I've not tried any.
You're rather harsh driving, aren't you? So yeah, I'll be all right. Driving. Yeah, you have a little bit as well. A nano brewery, so even smaller than a micro brewery.
Yeah. What they've basically been doing is a lot of experimentation into different hops and different additives and things that they're going to put in the beer. And they finally got round to actually releasing some of these commercially, and this is one of the first ones to come out.
Well, cheers. Let's have a slurp. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? It's like a lot of these IPAs. It's almost slightly grapefruity, isn't it? But it's really smooth, that is, as well as being pale. They've got this off to a fine art, haven't they, Dan? You get so many IPAs around.
You do. I mean, I think it's due to the fact that nowadays there's so many different hop varieties available.
Yeah, and they are hoppy.
Yeah, and people can actually buy the hops. They don't have to buy them in what they used to call a pocket of hops, which were, you know, probably about 8 to 10 foot across.
Yeah.
You can buy them in little vacuum packs now, so people are experimenting more with different hop varieties.
And after that big purge of the smaller independent breweries in the 80s and 90s, what's happened in recent years, I think, is an explosion of small breweries and microbreweries. And I think Derbyshire, East Staffordshire, dare I say it on Radio Derby, Nottinghamshire, this is the absolute heartland, isn't it? I think we've brought brewing back to its home.
Burton was always the brewing capital of the world. I mean, at one point in time, the little town of Burton, you're drinking beer, by the way, everybody. I don't want to point this out.
That's all right.
That's fine.
No one would be surprised. they know me, and don't worry.
All right. Yeah. But Burton, you know, for the town of its size, it actually produced more beer than London.
Yeah.
So it always has been the hub of British brewing. And there are lots and lots of little breweries still out there. There are the big ones, of course. They've still got Marsden's there. You've got Coors there as well. But there are these little micro breweries as well.
There's so much variety and choice. Now, let's move on to the other one, the one I've got to be gentle with.
Well, sure. No, you don't want to do... Oh, go on.
Yeah. We'll do this. Do you want to do that one first? You've got another one there as well, yeah.
You pass us a...
Yeah, there we are. Let's have a little bit. Now, you bought this in a in one of those water drinking bottles that people that go to the gym take with them.
I have.
I've never seen one in my life, obviously.
And the reason I've done that is because this beer is so new... that it's not available in bottle yet, and it's not even got a pump clip.
Really? It's just been created.
It has just been created.
Okay. And what is this one?
This one is called Jewel Diamond.
Now, I remember I know Double Diamond was very popular in the 60s, wasn't it?
That's right.
People will remember Double Diamond.
Double Diamond works wonders.
Yeah, so this is a new version of Double Diamond.
This is a new version of Double Diamond. It's from a brewery in Burton called the Old Cottage Brewery.
Oh, it's very dry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dry. It's not got a lot of fizz to it, but it's malty, isn't it? You can taste the sort of toasty maltiness in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice, isn't it? It's more of an old-fashioned style.
It is. I mean, yeah, I mean, Double Diamond, they stopped making it probably, I would say, late 80s or something in Coop. And then there was a brew that they did in 1996, which was a one-off. And then when I did my first book, we did a brew of this. We found the old recipe, and they've decided to revamp it. And it just so happened, and nicely, you know, coincidentally, it was done this week.
Well, we look forward to seeing the branding on that. I am now going to, because we're running out of time, I am going to open the third one. Now, you say this has got some yeast in the bottom.
It has.
Do I need to decant it over a flame?
You just need to be very, very careful. Now, you need to be very careful, not because of the yeast, but also because this one is a barley wine.
A barley wine.
So 7.5%.
7.5%. Let's have a bit of that. I'll give you a bit as well. Hold on.
And this is brewed by Gates Brewery in Burton.
Claire is having pink kittens out there. She just does not trust me to behave. Do you want another glass?
I have another glass.
There we are. Please. Sorry to go off the mic. There we are.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So just finally then, just describe this one to us. Because, I mean, barley wine, you might be thought of as a sort of old person's drink. But is it one of these things that's making a bit of a comeback?
Well, strong beers are.
Yeah.
I mean, strong beers are, that's for sure. I mean, a friend of mine was out on a pub crawl at the weekend, and he tried a beer. It was 17%.
I mean, that surely is ridiculous. I mean, that's strong. That's the same strength as port. You know, you couldn't drink a pint of that. I'd be on my back by then. This has got a lovely sweetness to it. I mean, the gravity is obvious. When you get beers of a high gravity, there is almost a sweetness, isn't there? You get that sort of ethanolic sweetness. But I mean, it's really Moorish, and it's the sort of thing that you could have with food, I think, isn't it? With something, I don't know, with Christmas pudding, maybe.
Possibly,
something like that.
Yeah. Oh. So this one was brewed in a garage, would you believe?
Incredible.
Although it has to be said, it is the cleanest, poshest garage you've ever seen in your life.
Well, it's a clean and posh beer, and it tastes absolutely beautiful. And all that sort of lees that you've got at the bottom, I think, that's still imparting quite a lot of flavour to the beer,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather like, you know, a very fine wine. And I think beer can be treated as in the same category as fine wines. And I think, you know, maybe some people are a little bit snobbish, but there is a variation in beer, which is, you know, just as broad as you get in wine, I think.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, and also, you know, people do the wine tasting as well. So you can taste beer in exactly the same way. You know, you swirl it around your mouth, you smell it beforehand. But the difference between wine tasting and beer tasting is, of course, beer tasting, you have to swallow.
Exactly.
Because you taste the bitterness at the back of your throat.
I always swallow. It's just a waste, I'm afraid, otherwise, isn't it? You've got to. Listen, it's been absolutely lovely to talk to you. Just a final word on the future of brewing in Derbyshire and East Staffordshire. Is it looking bright?
It is. It is, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of little breweries out there. They're all producing beers which I think are in keeping with Burton. And I think it's a very bright future for it, yes.
Ian, it's been a pleasure. Let's sup a little bit more, shall we?
Okay, all right.
Yes. Thank you. It's BBC Radio Derby 23 after 2.